Welcome to the Print Pod. Snehesh Alex Philip, our senior associate editor, wrote an article titled, Chinese Navy is the largest in the world, but not the best. Don't underestimate it, though. I am Amog Ramitra, and I bring to you the podcast version of this article. Come 23rd April, the People's Liberation Army Navy will be celebrating its 73rd anniversary. It is a big event for the PLA Navy because 2021 has been termed a phenomenal year for it. China commissioned a staggering 170,000 tons worth of new ships. Earlier this week, the PLA Navy displayed three of its latest warships that have recently entered service, two Type 055 10,000-ton class large destroyers and a Type 052D destroyer. The Navy will probably give a glimpse of more newly commissioned vessels as it celebrates its 73rd founding anniversary Saturday. PLA Navy is obviously trying to impress the Chinese citizenry and world at large with its massive growth. It is now numerically the largest in the world and holds some of the most lethal weapons. I'd written in November last year that one of the primary focuses of the Chinese military buildup is its navy. The second, of course, is missile technology. The maritime front is what holds the key to the future, and China is well aware of that. If we try to compare the Indian Navy's progress to that of China, it will end up being a sad story. Former Navy Chief Admiral Sunil Lamba said in 2019 that no navy has grown as rapidly in the last 200 years as the Chinese. He also said that China has added 80 new ships in the last 5 years, a startling pace of military buildup, which the US has termed a threat. In comparison, India has commissioned just 1 to 2 capital warships in each of the last 5 years, not enough to even replace carriers that are retiring. So there is no doubt that the Chinese Navy is the largest and the fastest growing Navy, not just in the region, but the world. But with greater power comes greater responsibility. Is the PLA Navy competent and mature enough to handle this responsibility? The simple fact is that the effectiveness of an armed force cannot be measured by the machines it possesses, but by the men and women behind those machines. According to a Mao-era communist theory, the parameters affecting war fighting can be divided into three heads: weapons and equipment, the concept and method of fighting, and most importantly, the character. The character, though intangible, binds the other two and allows the force to use the weapons and equipment and its concept. The character of any armed force is determined by two components, professional competence and morale, which are directly proportional to quality of manpower, leadership, and command and control structure. So it is important to assess the PLA Navy on these three factors. Sources in the Indian Navy and in Western Navies tell me that the biggest problem the PLA Navy faces is quality manpower. Joining armed forces is not considered respectable in China. Good steel does not become nails, goes a Chinese saying, meaning respectable individuals do not become soldiers, as an article by Nikkei Asia noted September last year. Beijing is desperately trying to attract citizens to join the military through incentives, but all in vain, especially in the face of the country's ebbing fertility rate. The PLA Navy has increased the deployment of ships, submarines and aircraft in the last few years, but their operating rates are not high, primarily because it is difficult to muster enough trained personnel to properly maintain and repair the high-tech hardware. Beijing is realizing that its fast-paced military modernization does not match the quality of personnel employed. This is one of the reasons why it is looking for other solutions like unmanned platforms and ballistic missiles. On the issue of leadership, the Central Military Commission itself has expressed doubts about the weakness in the armed forces due to ineffective leadership. In a War on the Rocks article, US Army veteran Dennis J. Blasco pointed out that in 2006, Chinese politician Hu Jintao coined the term two incompatibles to indicate the inability of the PLA to win local wars and carry out historic missions. In 2013, Xi Jinping revived the Deng-era term two inabilities, doubting the PLA's ability to fight a modern war and the inability of its cadres at all levels of command due to poor combat leadership qualities. This led to massive modernization efforts in the PLA. In 2015, Xi again criticized the PLA leadership, calling it five incapables, wherein he openly stated that some officers cannot judge situations, understand higher authorities' intentions, make operational decisions, deploy troops, or deal with unexpected situations, and these issues are prevalent at all levels of war, and for all branches of the military. According to sources in the Indian Defence and Security Establishment, a professional Navy performs on the foundation of a command and control structure, which is cemented by the professionalism, courage, and uprightness of its officers. However, in the PLA Navy, this foundation is shaky. The sources say that all career officers of the Navy are members of the CPC and all operational units have political officers assigned to enforce party control. The captain of a ship is more of an operator than a decision maker, and important decisions at sea are made by the political commissar, who is the link between higher intent and execution. On the issue of professional competence, there is again no doubt that the PLA Navy is certainly not a professional fighting force, but a party navy, an armed wing of the Chinese Communist Party. When it comes to morale, I am reminded of the humiliating incident of the surfacing and raising of the Chinese flag by a Chinese submarine off the Senkaku Islands in January 2018. After being detected by the Japanese Navy. This fanned the theory of the low morale of the Chinese crew in world media. As the Nikkei Asia article says, the low morale can be attributed to China's long-standing one-child policy. Poor working conditions in the Navy, especially on operational platforms with long appointments, more than 5 years in the same unit, no provision for married personnel to stay ashore with families when the ship is not sailing, and long working hours with very limited free time have all been contributing factors, sources say. Clearly, the Chinese Navy, even if the largest, is still not the best when it comes to operations. But while many would like to focus on this aspect, I would like to point out that it is only a matter of years before the Chinese actually put their house in order. As defense expert Timothy R. Heat notes, in February 1943, US troops suffered a humiliating defeat in their first major battle with German forces during World War II. At Kasserine Pass, Tunisia, the American inexperience was evident in the indiscipline and fragile morale of the troops, a dispersed, vulnerable deployment, and a rigid, inflexible approach to command and control. But then it learned quickly, adapted, and the rest is history. Thank you for listening. We will be back again with a new episode of the Print Pod.